83 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, let's take a look at the markets here. Yesterday, corn just maybe a little bit lower yesterday. Soybean futures up a little bit higher yesterday. What are we seeing so far on this Friday?
Well, we're a little bit higher here this morning. The corn, September corn is at 394.5. That's up 4. December corn is at 406.75. That's up 4. Kind of went through that 405 area again for the first time in a while. The August beans are at 996.5. That's up 10.75. And November beans have broke through the $10 level again. They're at 1010.5. That's up 11.25 here. So we were overnight. We were actually lower, but we've firmed up this morning, led by the corn and beans, mostly on concerns at the hot, dry conditions from the west, maybe moving easterly next week. The models, the weather models, kind of debate the movement of the ridge and where it's going and that. But and that will be preceded by some rains probably in the east and central part of the country. Let's hope that we can get some here. I think with the weather forecast that we have, that's what's supporting the market here. Export sales were out this morning. They're kind of a miss for corn. We didn't have very good export sales on the corn this morning, but beans and wheat were about as expected. For the week, we've got corn up about 13 cents, wheat's up 8 cents. Beans are up 42 cents for the week. And if we can close at these levels, I think that's a positive sign. And I would expect, we do have the USDA report next week. I would expect volatility to probably pick up going into that report next week. The beans have actually rallied about 84 cents off their lows. The charts are kind of overbought, so we could see a setback if forecast changes here. But I don't expect it to be I think we have pretty good support under the market. Funds have been trying to buy back some of their short position, it looks like, on the beans. And on the corn, the volatility has picked up. We kind of still stayed in this range that we've been in, though we haven't really changed that. So I would expect with the weather reports that we've got, we'll probably close higher for the day. Weather's going to be the key as we reopen, you know, Sunday night and Monday morning to see what's going on. You know, use options, get yourself protected when you have opportunities, and be aware that, you know, the weather stays like it is, we could continue to go a little bit higher here.
All right, Bill, well, we appreciate that report. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Quick look at some current conditions in the WIOL listening area right now in Urbana. We're at 83 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Elsewhere across the listening area, 80 degrees in Danville, 81 in Charleston, Mattoon, 82 degrees now in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny this morning. Scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon, a high of 88 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Thunderstorms possible this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, the low 61. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.